From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week, we're talking with Alex Mansouri. He's appearing as Nicely Nicely Johnson in Guys and Dolls at Cornstalk Theater. The show opens tonight and continues through July 19th. Alex, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And in the interests of full disclosure here, I should note that I'm also performing in this production. But Alex, you're a working opera singer. What is it that brings you to Peoria for a production of Guys and Dolls?
I'm here in Peoria because my wife is a native Peorian, and we're finding ourselves at home in Peoria, and we both wanted to do a show together because she is a dancer and a singer of the musical theater ilk, and we just thought that it would be fun to work together for once.
And so this was sort of a little bit of a break in your performing schedule. So you had a window here where you both had a couple of months.
Exactly. With my schedule, the way it works is that I can work for 2 or 3 months at a time, and then I might have a 3 or 4 month chunk off, and then I'll work for another 2 or 3 months, and then I'll have another 3 months off, or it could be longer or shorter, and the break's off. And we looked at the dates, and I said, let's do it. Let's audition and see what happens.
Having studied you a little bit on internet, and seeing that you've been not only around the United States, but around the world doing classic opera, what's it like to come to the Cornstalk Theater stage in the park? It's got to be almost like Charles Kuralt hits the road.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, the downside is the bugs and the mosquitoes, but the upside is the amazing charm that it has. It's performing outside in the tent is such a joy because you really are just interacting with each other. It's that kind of let's put on a show feel that you don't always get at different places. It's almost like watching the old Judy Garland summer stock. And the level of talent in Peoria just constantly blows me away working with people. I think the 10 is a great space to perform. It's naturally resonant. Even before we started using the mics, I was in there singing and I thought, man, they should do operas in this space because it's just so cavernous and wonderful to sing in.
Now, I know that last fall you were on the road for several months performing in Europe, and is that just part and parcel of the life of an opera singer these days? You had talked about that a little earlier, but do you spend a lot of time on the road in order to pursue your career?
I do. In fact, my wife and I joke that we've been married for a year and a half, and out of that year and a half, we've spent about 6 months together. Last year was a very interesting year. It's not something that's incredibly common anymore for the opera world. It was a theater tour almost, but it was based out of Paris, and we were doing a production of The Magic Flute, directed by Peter Brook. And it was so interesting for me because it was almost like a Broadway national tour. I just finished doing an opera where the bass was Lurch in The Addams Family, and we talked about the differences but also the similarities of that tour. I would say that, yes, a lot of the opera worlds, though, is still being in a place for a month and a half. I was in Seattle earlier this year for a month and a half on a contract, and then you go off to your next contract, and I have friends on Facebook who will be like, I'm at home for 3 days to do laundry for the next 6 months, and then I'm gone again, and you get to be a very smart packer.
And also, as it turned out, while Guys and Dolls was in rehearsal, you got a call for a gig on very short notice. You actually had to leave for 3 weeks to go do an opera production and then come back. So what was the story behind that?
I got a call from a friend of mine, actually, and said, are you free? And I said, well, I'm doing this show. I'm not free, but I maybe we could work some things around. And they called and said they lost their tenor an hour before the first rehearsal. Was I available? I would get there a week after rehearsal started, and I'd have 2 weeks to do this for 6 performances. And our director, Chip Joyce, graciously allowed me to go and do my stuff out in Washington, D.C. I mean, it was truly probably one of the most stressful but also one of the most fun jobs because I actually really enjoy that process of learning music quickly and just putting on its feet and getting right to the performance.
Talk a little bit about your character and what are some of the songs you're singing?
Nicely Johnson is one of Nathan Detroit's right-hand men. He's not the brightest bulb in the box, and he loves food. At least that's in the script, it's very interesting. It always has him entering with a carrot or a piece of chocolate or something. And so we've kind of taken on that. And I get to sing a big number in Act Two, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat. That's the big almost quasi-gospel-like number. And I have a great stage partner in my Benny South Street, and he and I get to do Guys and Dolls together, and along with another fella get to do Fugue for Tin Horns, which opens the show right up. It's just, I mean, the music is so classic from that show. It's phenomenal.
What's the kick for you?
What's the kick for me? Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat is one of the first songs that I've ever learned to sing. When I was about 12, I sang it and won a competition with it. And I've always wanted to do Guys and Dolls, and there was a chance I was going to do it a while ago, and it never panned out. So I'm so thrilled to be doing it for the first time. I've always wanted to do it. I love the show. And it's also so much fun to see my wife backstage and for us to be crossing paths and, you know, her going off to do a hotbox number and me saying break a leg. And, you know, it's just, it's not an experience we ever get.
Now, I know a lot of opera singers start in musical theater because particularly when you're in high school and sometimes into college, that's where the opportunities are. So do you have a background in musical theater beforehand, or have you moved back and forth between the two?
I started out when I was 11 in the Seattle Opera Children's Chorus, but I started doing musicals very early on, and I realized I liked doing that a lot more than basketball and soccer. So I was doing 6 or 8 shows a year, and it was that musical bug. And I actually wanted to go off for musical theater, but then I kind of went the opera route. But even in the opera world, I did a lot of work with the New York Festival of Song, and I would do tributes to Cole Porter and Harold Prince. I became like one of the opera singers who does musical theater well.
So when you prepare for a role in a musical, how is the process similar and how is it different from learning an opera role?
One of the things that's different is that at an opera rehearsal, the first rehearsal, you show up and we sing through the show, and it's you're expected to be off book and know everything from the get-go, whereas there's different methods in musical theater that I've worked. Some people start off book, some people want to work with the script in hand and then gradually move there. I think the difference is that with opera, a lot of people want to take and put their stamp on a traditional opera, and they will set Die Zauberflöte in Mars, and they're going to try and make that work. Whereas I feel musical theater directors tend to want to put their stamp on things, but not quite as drastic.
And do I understand you've got a real comedic bent, and so this would be a real natural part for you?
I enjoy making people laugh. My roles in opera typically are either the funny ones or the creepy ones, because that's how it works for the character tenor. And that was my dream from when I was 2, was to host The Tonight Show. And so I always just wanted to make people laugh in whatever venue I could.
Do you do your accent? Do you do a New York?
I do a little bit like this. It's very much, it's more a little kind of high-pitched, but I try not to go full Pesci. I think that's the worst thing that could happen.
You don't want to be a caricature.
Exactly.
You want to be kind of on mark.
Exactly.
So once this show closes, then what's next on your calendar? Do you have some downtime, or are you off to another gig?
I do have a little downtime. I'm actually doing a concert with the Waterhouse on August 8th, and it's with me and Laura Weaver Hughes. It's called Here's to the Ladies, and it's all songs about women, and it's actually bridging the gap between classical music and musical theater and some jazz and other stuff. And then after that, we'll see. My wife and I are moving down to Florida, and we're going to see what's down there. And then the audition season for opera is always October to December in New York, so I'll be out there.
And I would think that given that this is a career that has you on the road a lot, one of the advantages of that is that you can be based anywhere. You don't have to be based in New York to pursue your career the way you might have to if you were trying to have a career on Broadway.
Exactly. I basically need a major airport or a way to a major airport. And that's one of the biggest blessings of this career, is that it really is not tying me to one singular place. And just getting to New York, the quicker I can get to New York for an audition, that's the only thing.
Any impressions of Peoria?
I really like Peoria. I think that the Midwestern hospitality I'd always heard about just comes across so strong. I just enjoy it. It's very nice, especially after a year of being over in Europe and Russia and Morocco. It feels like home. It is very American. And I mean, for my birthday, my one wish was to go to Alexander Steakhouse. So
it doesn't get any better than that.
And one thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about earlier, but while you're in Peoria, you've also opened up a studio and you're doing some voice teaching.
Yes, I'm opening up a vocal studio. And if people want to come and learn more about vocal technique or get better with their singing, if it's for a show, if you're singing in your church choir, if you just want to learn some more about how it works, please contact me. You can email me at alex@alexmansuri.com, and we will get that ball rolling. The one requirement I have is just a love to make good music.
We've been talking with Alex Mansuri. He'll be playing Nicely, Nicely Johnson in Cornstalk Theater's production of Guys and Dolls. The show opens tonight. Performances continue every night through next Saturday. Alex, break a leg.
Thank you so much. You too.
The Peoria Pops Orchestra presents the Best of the Best at 7 p.m. tonight at Five Points, Washington. They'll be playing music by John Williams, Andrew Lloyd Webber, George Gershwin, and Rodgers and Hammerstein, just to name a few. It's sure to be a great night of music and memories with some of the greatest hits from our very own Peoria Pops.
And the Peoria Public Library North Branch is presenting juggler Jason Collum doing two shows for kids and families, Monday at 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., show includes juggling, balloon twisting, and stilt walking, and it does include, at the end, an opportunity for the kids to practice their own juggling.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
If you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.